text of the Praemium, Aristotle points out two differences between art and science and experience. Huh? And the first difference he points out is that experience is a knowledge of the singular or of singulars, right? Why art or science is a knowledge of the what?
Universal.
Universal. But universal there meaning what is said of many, right? Okay. And then from that difference, actually, Aristotle reasons that the man of experience might succeed in doing something better than the man of art or science. Because what you do is in the what?
Singular.
Singular. He's closer to the singular, right? But then he goes on to point out a second difference between the man of experience and the man of art or science. That the man of experience, through experience, knows only that it is so, right? But art or science, when it's perfected, knows why it is so. It knows the cause. And then he goes on to show that we think the man who knows why, who knows the cause, is more knowing and wiser than the man who merely knows that it is so, right? So he argues, actually, from the second difference to the superiority in terms of knowing and wisdom for the man of art or science over the man of mere experience. Huh? I can see the students in some of their answers there, they're kind of confusing the two, right? Because Aristotle doesn't reason from, you know, art or science knowing universal to being superior. Huh? He doesn't try to do that. Not so clear, right? But from it being a cause. But they're kind of, you know, running the two together, huh? In a sense, they're getting into this this problem, right? You know? They're confusing what sometimes in the Latin is called the universale in causando, like Douglas MacArthur there, and the universale in predicando, in being said of, like soldiers said of everybody in the army, huh? So one way people get mixed up here is because this idea that nothing can be added, nothing's added to it, right? Okay. Moreover, about God, we're able to know whether he be, right? But we are not able to know what he is. Therefore, they can't be the same thing, the being of God and what he is. Okay. Now I get that terrible Latin word quiditas. Like Shakespeare and others like to make fun of that, you know, because it comes into the scholastic jargon, quidities, you know. You know, your subtleties, your quidities. But what quiditas means is the whatness, right? The what it is. Okay. But against this is what Hilary says in the seventh book about the Trinity. And Hilary's perhaps the most quoted after Augustine, right? Augustine is the primary man for Thomas in the Treatise on the Trinity, but Hilary is also. It's not something that happens to God, right? But it's the subsisting truth of God himself. Okay. Now he says, I answer, it should be said that God is not only his own essence or nature, but also his own what? Being, right?
Being.
Which is able to be shown in many ways. Huh? First, because whatever is in something that is besides or in addition to its what nature, it is necessary that it be caused, right, either from the principles of the nature, the essence, as the what properties, right? These that comes in with speaking the properties, falling upon the species as the what?
Reasonable.
Ability to laugh, right? Follows upon man. That's the common example in logic of the property. And is caused in the essential principles of species.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's from something what? Outside, right? As hot or heat in the water is caused by the fire, as you know when you make tea or something. If, therefore, the very being of the thing is something other than its very nature, it is necessary that the being of that thing be either what? Caused by something outside or from the essential principles of the thing itself. But it is impossible that the existence, the being, be caused from the essential principles of a thing. Because no thing suffices that it be for itself the cause of its being, if it has cause being. Have to be, can't even be a cause of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's necessary, therefore, that that whose being is other from its nature has being caused by another. But this cannot be said of God, because we say God is the first efficient cause. It is impossible, therefore, that in God be other what? The being and other the essence, huh? So if the being of his nature was but not his nature, right?
Creature, finally.
It either had to come from something else, right? Being to that nature. Or else the nature would what, give rise to its own existence, in which case you'd be saying that it really what, had existence before it had existence. Because it couldn't give rise to something without existing. Mm-hmm. And so it couldn't give rise to its own existence without already existing. So you got a contradiction there. So God would have to have his existence with something else, and then he wouldn't be the first cause. He'd be an effect. Huh? Secondly, because to be, or existence, is the actuality of every form or nature. For goodness or humanity does not signify something in act unless we signify it to what? To be. It is necessary, therefore, that that being itself be compared to the essence, which is other from it, as act is to what? Potency, huh? Okay. No, so it's a little bit like, therefore, form and matter, isn't it? But it's not the same thing, huh? Mm-hmm. In the Summa Canon Gentiles, you have a, when he shows it in the angels, right, that their existence is not the same as what they are, that he has a chapter devoted to showing that this distinction is not the same as matter and form, but this certain similarity there, right? Because in both cases you have act and what? Ability, right? Okay. But as we've seen already, God is what? Pure act, right? Okay. Since therefore in God there is nothing potential, as has been shown above, it follows that there is not, that is not other in him, his essence, than his what? Very being or existence. Huh? Okay. His essence, therefore, is his being. Huh? Okay. See what he's saying there? That if his nature was not his, the same thing as his existence, right? His nature would be to his existence, his ability is to act. And then God would not be pure act. But he is pure act, right? Huh? So he can't have any composition of act and ability. Not only matter and form he can't have, but he can have nature and existence. Huh? Okay. And third, because just as that which has fire and is not fire is fired up by participation, so that which has being or existence and is not existence is being by what?
Partaking.
God, however, is his own essence, as has been shown. If, therefore, he is not his own existence, he will be being by what? Partaking, and not essentially. He would therefore not be the first being, which is absurd to say, right? God, therefore, is his own existence and not only his own what? Nature, right? Okay. I am who am, right? In the Summa Canon Gentiles, you say the sublime truth that God teaches what? Moses, right? But now we're seeing reason for that, huh? I think I mentioned how Hilary, I guess, was a convert, huh? And of course he was, you know, if you look at his thing in the Trinity, there is a little autobiographical sketch, right? And he speaks of picking up the Bible and seeing this in Exodus, right? I am who am, right? And that, of course, was a motive of what? Credibility for this philosophically thoughtful man, right, huh? You know? So if you knew this year, right, you know, this sort of thing, then you look at the Bible and say, well, there's something to be said for this book. You know, there's something impressive about